What's up, Mana Suckers? Welcome to another episode of You Mana Sucker. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm here with Chinese Best Friend. I have a great show for you this week. My special guests are two lovely ladies. I have a painter. That's right. One of the most talented female painters on earth. Miss Toni Weathers is here tonight.
Whoa.
Yes. And then, of course, I can't forget my next guest. There's a Canadian version of Kim Kardashian. Miss Kiki Diablo is also here this week. It's going to be a crazy week.
Yeah.
Crazy show. I'm excited. Beautiful women. Very talented women. Well, at least one of them is talented. We'll find out what the hell the Canadian Kim Kardashian does for a living. You mother sucker. Before we get the show started, got to keep up with current event. What's been going on? Okay. So there's something going on with the Black Lives Matter co-founder. Okay.
Oh.
Yes. This lady bought three houses with the donations from the organization.
No way.
Yes, she did. She must have thought the BLM stood for banks, loans, and mortgages. You know why? Because she been buying houses by the bulk.
Whoa.
The bitch like, fuck that. I know Black Lives Matter, but my bank account matters too. Lock her ass up, my niggas.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard she bought a few homes in Encino next to Michael Jackson's...
Motherfucker, shut the fuck
up. It's a real story, for goodness sake.
She only had like $1.5 million. She didn't spend... You can three houses. She probably bought three houses maybe in Houston or Atlanta.
She bought a house in Encino, California, Michael Blackson.
For real?
I watch the news all the time.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn, she must have found them cheap because a house in Encino itself is about $3 million.
She must have bought it from a...
Fixer upper.
From maybe a...
A crackhead.
No, maybe from a...
A blind guy.
Yeah.
A blind crackhead.
Yeah.
Okay, good. What else happening? Okay, everybody's getting pissed at Usher because, you know, he was throwing fake money. How can you blame him for throwing fake money? Okay? He was throwing it on strippers that had fake eyelashes, fake lips, fake asses, and fake hair. Fake everything deserves fake money. Usher, I'm proud of you. I'm making my money right now. I'm going to throw on them fake bitches too.
Yeah.
The strip club.
Go, Usher.
Yes, Usher money on the strippers. Fake money for fake bitches. Yes. Okay. Something else in the news. For those who are taking vaccination, just right now, if you're taking a COVID vaccination, stay away from Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I heard about that. There was a blood clot problem.
Yes, blood clot problem. I'm telling you, pretty much, if you take Johnson & Johnson, you're going to end up in a hospital. And then your family going to have to plan your funeral. Okay? So right now, it's a defect. Stay away from Johnson & Johnson. And just, yes.
What happens if they took the vaccine already?
You know what the fuck happened, okay? A lot of things happening. Just blood clock, your dick clocks, everything clocks, okay? The only thing that's going to be open is your eyes when they try to close it when you're dead. Leave that shit alone, motherfuckers. Yes. Okay, in more news, bad news.
More news?
Yes. I know you heard about the police shooting.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Goodness. Another shooting went on in Minnesota. This fucking police officer. This lady been on the force for over 25 years. 25
years.
25 years.
Wow.
And she could not tell the difference between her gun and her taser.
Wow.
I bet you that bitch probably combed her hair with a fucking brush. The bitch probably eat cereal with a fork. And she probably mopped the floor with a fucking broom. You try again, motherfucker. Bet you now the difference between your bedroom and the jail cell, bitch. You confused, motherfucker. I hope you know the difference. Keep her in jail. First degree. Keep that. Motherfucker, this is getting on my nerves. Makes no sense at all.
Lock her up.
Lock her up. Okay, last but not least, J-Lo and A-Rod is officially over.
What? J-Lo from the block?
J-Lo from the block. Now J-Lo is belong to the streets now.
Wow.
I cannot believe this, man. This woman has, she just collect engagement rings.
Yes, she has. I heard she has more rings than Tom Brady.
Yes,
right?
She has more rings than Tom Brady.
Wow.
Will Chamberlain. And her favorite movie, like I said, is Lords of the Rings. And she also had more rings than the Sonic the Hedgehog nigga. Okay, J-Lo, I don't know who's next, but just don't take a ring, okay? Just go straight to marriage. Fuck an engagement, fuck a proposal. The next nigga you meet, J-Lo, just say, I do, motherfucker.
I think she still got a ring from P. Diddy.
She still got his ring?
Yeah, she... I don't know where she's going to put it. Mike, she doesn't have enough fingers for that.
Well, I guess, she...
Maybe her toe ring?
Put on the other hand, okay? She's going to be the first woman with 10-finger rings. Okay, J-Lo. Chinese best friend, you not single, are you?
No, no, not me.
So if J-Lo went at you, you won't want her?
No, Mike, I'm in a relationship with a baby. A relationship and a baby.
You have a baby in a relationship?
Yeah.
So what that mean? What if J-Lo says she want you? You won't leave the baby?
I would not leave her.
You won't leave your girl?
I'm scared to be living in the block after a month or two or one.
Come on. J-Lo's going to propose to you. She probably going to give you a fucking ring. You know?
Yeah. I'm not interested.
Put it this way. You don't have to buy a ring for J-Lo. She has plenty of rings.
You're right. But she wants new ones.
That's the whole thing. She collects rings. She's a ring collector.
She's a ring collector. She doesn't care about relationship, Michael.
She's just there to collect rings.
She's there to collect rings like Tom Brady is there to collect rings.
Well, if she ever get with me, she'll get her first cubic zirconians, motherfucker. All right, let the show start, mother suckers. What's up? Welcome to Mother Sucker with Michael Blackson, brought to you by iHeartRadio, Calvary Audio, and the Black Effect Podcast Network. I'm your host, Michael Blackson, and of course...
Hey,
my co-host.
Chinese best friend.
Chinese best friend. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, Michael Blackson. Just enjoying the quarantine as usual.
When is shit going to be over, you think? When are we going to get our life back?
Never.
That's a long time.
I think we're going to be in quarantine until 2031.
Hope I'll be dead by then, motherfucker. I don't want to be 2031. Hold on. I went to a public school. Let me count that. 2031. That's 100 years.
1,000 motherfucker. Yeah.
You said 30?
No, 3021. That's 1,000 years. So how old are you now?
How the fuck is that 1,000? We're in 20. That's
3021.
That's 10.
No, 3021. You had a 3 on the 20.
Oh, okay. My bad. I went to Philadelphia Public School.
Yeah, I know. I went to.
It's 1,000 years. You'd be like dead, like. 15 times already.
No, you're wrong about that because Larry King is frozen right now. The best newscaster in the world, Larry King.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, but he's frozen.
You requested to be frozen, right?
Yeah. With all that money, you better be frozen as shit.
Why would they freeze him? Why, if that's the case, why don't they just freeze you at like 30 in your prime or something? Why would
No, because he's, he didn't die in his 30s. He died in his 70s or whatever.
No, he was more in the 70s, like 90 or something, 89. Hold up. So if they freeze him while he's that old, then what that means?
That means he's going to live whenever he wants. They're going to turn his body back on. They're going to turn you back on.
Just give it up. I hate, you know what I mean? All this putting people in the incubator and like, you know, trying to preserve them.
That's technology, Michael Blackson.
Let nature take its course.
No, fuck nature. We're talking about... Michael Jackson should have been frozen.
Maybe he didn't want to be frozen. Maybe.
He wanted to be frozen.
Why didn't they freeze him?
He probably ran out of money. He spent a lot of money on his Disneyland in Encino. Whatever they call that.
Neverland?
Never, Neverland.
Yeah, I'm not, man. I'm not.
Would you like to be frozen? I mean, the African king of comedy. There's only one of you out there. And, I mean, you have all this... Let's say 10, 20 years from now, you have $1 billion in your bank account, okay? If you stop gambling now. And you go, you know what? Chinese best friend, I think I want to be frozen. I want to live forever.
Freeze, that means you live. If you're dead, you're dead, my nigga.
You're dead, but they could maybe, they have technology. You know, like how they freeze sperm.
Okay, but it depends on how old I die. If I'm dying at 100 years old, but I'm going to still come back with a limp dick.
No, that's wrong because technology is going to eliminate the regular life form.
If I die at like 50, 55, maybe anything less than 70, okay, maybe freeze me. If I'm, by the grace of God, if I live till I'm like 95, 99, please let me go.
No, there's no let go anymore, Michael Blackson. Technology makes you live forever.
Listen, you fucking rice eater. If I had a choice of like, if I'm the one that making the decisions for you, all right, and you, I'm like,
no, I want to live forever.
Cremate that fucker right now.
No, fuck no. I want to live forever. I want to come back to life 900
and
years.
And child support be 9 times higher.
No, because they all be dead. I'll be alive. If you tell me right now, Jenny's best friend, I think I want to live to like 198 years old. Maybe 50 years from now, there's some technology out there that Larry King's talking about. I'd be like, shit, let's go. Let's
do you believe the Bible where it said, you know, somewhere in the Bible where those guys were 900 years old, 800 years
they
old.
They lived to 900?
Yeah.
Jesus, you're talking about.
Not Jesus. I'm talking about, like, you know, everybody else, not Jesus. Jesus died at 33. Who are you?
Jesus died at 33 and he came back to life at 33 and a half.
We raised a week later.
And Virgin Mary was still virgin at the age of 48. Well, and Madonna was still virgin at the age of 55.
Madonna's not. Once you fuck Dennis Rodman, you're no longer a virgin, okay? If Dennis Rodman look at you, you're no longer a virgin. His eyes alone is enough to fucking take your pussy. Why are you wearing red? You just joined a gang member that I don't know about? Don't have me fucking getting shot outside, Chinese best
friend. No, if I get shot outside, it'd be your fault. Because you're the one that gave me this shirt.
That's right. That's why I give it to you. Yeah. It's fucking red. I'm not wearing colors. We in California, man.
Goddamn, Michael Blackson. I'm about to go to the Hollywood Park Casino right now with all them Crips. I'm going to end up getting shot before I even get out of my
Asian.
Car.
There's no way they're going to. Are they
How are they going to know I'm Asian?
Your fucking eyes.
They can't see my eyes in the dark.
I can't see your eyes in the light. Oh, stretch the motherfuckers. I'm saying it doesn't matter. You have on red. The red is obvious. Just when you see any Crip, just Crip walk.
What am I?
Crip walk, nigga.
I don't think it matters. They just
can you Crip walk?
Yeah, but I mean,
let me see Crip walk, Chinese.
If I'm wearing all red.
Yeah, but they're just gonna tell me you're like a dyslexic Crip. There ain't no fucking Crip. Well, you gonna get shot doing that? Don't.
That's how you did last time.
That's not what the fuck I do. I know how to.
Show Crip your Crip walk, Mike. I gotta learn from you. Oh, that's how you do it. Yeah. That is a Crip walk.
If I get shot.
I gotta learn that.
You sure?
So that means I don't get shot in the body. I only get shot in the legs.
I hope I did it right. Because if you even do the shit wrong, you might get shot.
Hey, Mike, did you ever think about freezing your sperm? I know you always wanted 1,000 kids. You wanted 900 kids in Africa. It's not gonna happen.
I better hurry up. I've wasted so much sperm in this fucking country, man.
Yeah, just like that 97-year-old guy said. Remember I showed
God,
you
God, you know how many children I could have with all this sperm that's in on my carpet in my room?
Yeah, in the carpet in the fucking living room. I see
and
it
my
right
toilet.
There.
Oh my! You know why I'm so scared about? Like, one time I jerked off in the toilet. A lot of information. But I jerked off in the toilet one time, and I'm so scared that I flushed the toilet, and the fucking sperm probably went to the ocean.
Yeah.
I'll be so scared if I go to the beach and see a fucking shark with my face on it. I'll be really pissed.
A
baby whale with my fucking forehead.
Yeah, I'm sure that technology now, you get a dolphin look like your ass.
I want to have like, it's getting too late. I want to have a whole bunch of kids.
You're going to freeze your sperm like Madonna?
Nah, I'm just going to Let me freeze my sperm. Yeah. It's a pretty funny sperm. I could create comedians.
Yeah, you could sell it too. You could make money off your sperm.
Why are you going to sell you? Why are you just always suggesting shit for me?
Because you got to make money off your fame, Michael Blackson.
Oh, okay.
You're the only African king of comedy alive right now. Hello.
So your sperm is no good. You saying your Chinese sperm is
nobody wants my sperm.
Why not? You're an interesting dude, Chinese best friend.
Interesting dude to you? I got 50 fucking followers on Instagram. Nobody give a fuck about me. My mom look at my video 50 times, okay? Nobody gives a fuck about me. I give up on my Instagram. I'm private. I gotta approve like 5 other people next week. Nobody gives a fuck.
Well, I make sure I didn't wear red or blue because when I leave this podcast, I'm going outside and I like to come back in the house alive.
Well, I guess I'm gonna die today.
So I went straight yellow on these fuckers, man.
You got Dolce Gabbana.
Dolce Gabbana on. I got Philip Plein.
Is that a Philippines?
I got Versace in the fucking Philippines. It's Philip Plein, man. Philip Plein, Dolce Gabbana. I'm mixing up. You know, I'm more like put colors together. Instead of putting brands together, I put colors together as long as it matches. I mix up the brand. You know what I mean? I got like a silver Versace belt.
We got to get Versace to sponsor you.
And Dolce Gabbana. And Philip Plein. They all should fucking give me free clothes.
Yeah. Fuck them motherfuckers. I'm tired of you spending money over there.
Why don't you call them up, man?
I messaged him on my Instagram with 50 followers.
Go to the Versace store and throw my frozen sperm at the fucking glass.
I did that. No, I didn't. But I should. But they don't give a fuck about me. They're like, you don't know Michael Blackson. I think one person told me before.
Well, talking about frozen sperm, let's get our first guest on here. I would definitely want to drop some sperm in her if I don't get it. Fucking catch a case. I like foreigners, man, because, you know, I'm a foreigner.
You are.
Even though Canada is so close, it's still a whole different country.
It's a whole because they cannot get in the United States without a United States visa.
Not Canada, you need a
visa. They can't. Yeah, you can't get in.
Well, it's probably like one of those online visas. Not that you have to actually go to the embassy to get a visa from Canada.
No, you can't get
in. It's an online visa.
It's like coming from Mexico to
No, you don't fucking compete. No,
yeah, they got limited.
They don't treat Canadians like you treat Mexicans. Donald Trump built, he's built a fucking wall on Mexico, not in fucking Toronto, nigga.
They do.
How the fuck Drake gonna get here?
He got here through Justin Bieber. They're friends. Yeah.
So Justin got the hookup?
Justin Bieber, yeah, he got the hookup. He's friend. He was friends with your orange-haired motherfucker, Donald Trump.
All right, let's bring my guest on. If I freeze my sperm, maybe she could buy it one day and make some interesting children.
Yeah, as long as she doesn't charge you child support, it'll be fine.
Oh, she'll have to sign papers to take. She changed to take my sperm. She signed the papers like, this sperm don't belong to me no more. Those are your cums now, not my cum. I came and I left. Straight out of Vancouver, Canada, please welcome Kiki Diablo.
Woo, Kiki!
I like, can you stand up? Connect. My fans just love to see that body. Can you turn around? Goodness, the devil is a liar. No,
the camera covers that.
Oh my God, do insurance cover? My damn it, my goodness. I love a nice ass.
Geico covers bumper to bumper insurance.
Definitely, that was bumper to bumper.
State Farm insurance, yeah.
Chinese, please.
We're sponsored by State Farm, Michael Blackson. State Farm covers bumper to bumper.
We have to be careful. We don't want to end up in jail like Bill Cosby, please. We have to be. Be respectful be nice. Of her and her nice ass, okay? Hello, Kiki.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
She looks like one of the Kardashians for some reason.
Yeah, she look like Kim Kardashian.
If she take my frozen sperm, who could make a
Kanye
North
East
South?
No, Kanye East, not West. Kanye West.
What's the baby name? Kanye just named his kids by whatever highway he goes on. He said, you know what? My next child is going to be the 404 South. And I have a new daughter called 101 North. And my other son is the Coenga exit.
Okay, Lost Hills, Calabasas, Lost Hills.
You're a former real estate agent. You sold houses.
Not a real estate agent, just house renos and flips.
Oh, so you just fuck the middleman, fuck all that time. You get a house, you flip it. You're flipping houses. So how does that work? Because, I mean, I hear people talk about it all the time. They say, hey, Mike, you should get into flipping house. Meaning you buy a house, you fix it up, you know, and then you sell it right away and make a quick profit.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly like that. I used to do it with my ex-boyfriend. So he had a few places. I helped him renovate them, change the carpets, change the ceiling.
Time out. You mean with that ass and those fingers and those titties, you change carpets?
Not me.
Okay, so you set everything up.
Yeah.
Why, you not handy at all?
Well, I can do some stuff with my hands.
Like what? I'm curious.
I can hang some pictures for you.
Oh, pictures, that's nice.
Yeah, she can hang Michael Blackson photos all over the windows.
Photos and like paintings and stuff like that.
Mirrors.
Do you fix leaking faucet? Michael Blackson just have one right now.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I did my dishwasher. You know, the thing about it, the more expensive your place is, the more shit fucks up. I'm like, I just want to go back into the fucking hood. Yeah. And don't worry about shit. The light goes out. I know the light's supposed to go out. When you're in a place like this, nothing should go wrong.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't have a generator in your goddamn penthouse, Michael Blackson. You only pay like $29,000 a month on HOA. I can't believe you don't have a generator. All your meat was dead.
We had an outage.
Power outage after the rain.
Luckily for me, it happened while I was about to travel. So I left town and I found out the power outage was out for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So everybody that was here had to like just go find some friends or just be homeless. Because it was dark in this fucking place. I couldn't see myself. And I, you know, I'm a dark skinned man. You know what I mean? I lost myself a few times. And I say, you know what? Time to get the fuck out of this house.
Yeah, I can't believe you went to my house to watch an NFL game.
Mike, yeah, I did. Like, and
it was like, Mike, you want to hang out at my house? We got a baby running around all day. I don't even got cable.
Yeah, he has a little Asian baby that just run around all day for no reason.
Yeah.
All right. So you flipped the house. So you and your boyfriend did it.
Yeah. My ex-boyfriend.
Your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
You guys broke up?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. What happened?
Well, let me guess.
Yeah.
He cheated him.
No, let me guess.
No.
He flipped the ceiling.
Flipped another bitch's ass. That's what he did.
Yeah, he did. He did do that. He did a lot of things.
But what put the camel in a what's the phrase?
With the camel in the toe?
Nah, what's that fucking phrase? What the fucking straw that broke? Why did they use that stupid phrase? What the fuck?
The straw
cannot break no camel's back. What's the straw that broke the camel's back?
No. I looked through his phone and he was cheating. So
get a new guest here, please.
Why you look through his phone?
It's official, motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you motherfuckers.
So I just had to know
pretty
for myself so I could leave.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, whenever you go look for something, you will find it.
Yes,
don't you know that? I guarantee you, if he went and looked in your phone, he'll find something.
No.
Now, it could be the smallest thing. It could just be you saying, flirting with a guy, say, oh, miss you too, homie. It doesn't matter.
No.
So you were squeaky clean?
No, I was squeaky clean.
She's squeaky clean, Michael Blackson. Just like the Clorox guy, squeaky clean. So what made you want to look through his phone? You got to have a...
No, yeah. I just knew. Like, there was just too many things leading up to it. He went out with his friends. Like, uh-huh. I would always let him, go out, do his thing. And then just one day, it just didn't seem right. And I just had a feeling.
What happened? He came home and then he went straight to the shower and took a long bubble bath and washed his balls.
No, he just passed. He passed
That's what
out.
Michael Blackson probably would do.
No,
that's
I know, because I always shower at the girl's house, motherfucker. I'm not doing that shit when I get home.
So
what happened?
Things were already going a little wrong, and then he went out, and he came home, and he was drunk. He fell asleep, and then I was like, oh, his phone's right there. So I just took the phone.
He had no password to it?
Yeah, he had no password.
Oh, you knew
I don't even know how I got into
it,
actually.
You know how the fuck you got into it. You know what she did?
I think I knew the password.
Put that shit on his fucking face.
No, it wasn't face recognition. I think
the fuck
he
had an Android phone. What the fuck do you know?
It was the eyeballs recognition. She recognized when that guy
probably
was
probably swiped his dick on it, and then that's
no.
So what did you find? No. You want
to
know?
Oh well, I found a new girl added to the phone. Italian sensation.
Oh, that sounds like a stripper name.
I was
girls'
like,
collection
for real.
And that's what I'm telling you. It doesn't matter how beautiful a woman is.
Yeah.
Sometimes a man just tired fucking the same woman. You think that's what happened?
No, for sure. Yeah. Like, and you know, he'd always be really hard on me, like what I look like and
mean,
all
like,
this
hard,
stuff.
Like his dick be hard. What do you mean hard on you?
No, like hard on me, like the way I look, the way I present myself, everything like that. And then when I saw this girl, because you know, us girls are a little bit crazy. So I found her number, saw her WhatsApp, saw her profile picture. And I was like,
what the bitch doing with WhatsApp? She's in another country?
No, we just have WhatsApp in Canada.
Okay.
So we use it often there.
Oh, this happened in Canada? In Vancouver?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I saw her picture and I was just like, I felt good because she wasn't a bad bitch at least.
Well, since he's from Canada, was he hiding the girl from the world? The girl was hiding from the world, you know, because that's what Drake did to his son. So was she pretty at least?
She was okay. She was like
bitches
a girl
are always
next.
Okay. They're always okay.
Where did he meet her?
At like a local restaurant.
Oh,
like I don't know if you guys
like
know.
Like a strip club.
No, like
a local restaurant, Chinese
a restaurant.
I know Mike in the strip club next to my house, they have buffet and stuff, so it's like local restaurant.
Well, she's in Vancouver, man. It's not that many strip clubs out there.
No,
how many?
It's not that many.
Two good ones, probably one what, that's high end and one that's a little less.
What are you? What is your race?
I'm half Chinese, half Portuguese.
Where the fuck is the eyes then?
She's
who's
Chinese?
That your mother,
my mom, yeah, my mom was Chinese,
100% Chinese.
She's like three quarters, a little bit more than.
I went to a public school. Is that like three quarters? That's 75%?
I don't know.
Half.
Three quarters is more than half, though.
I don't know.
It's 75%. It's
75% Chinese?
Yeah.
And then what's the other, and what's 25%?
French. But I just say I'm half and half. I'm not going to say I'm 1/16 this and 1/16 that.
I'm half Chinese too and Filipino.
Okay.
I'm mixed also. My mother's black. My dad is black as hell.
He's from a small town called Ghana.
No, Ghana's a country. Okay, I'm partially Liberian, partially Ghanaian. I'm just all West African. Okay, I represent all of Africa. I'm ECOWAS. Okay, let's find out, because I always was curious how people get started into flipping houses, because you need some money to start.
Yeah, he had the money to start all that, so yeah, I was kind of just thrown into it when I started dating him.
So when you left him, it stopped. So he had the money. What did he do for a living?
He did real estate investments.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what he was.
Was he an older guy?
No, he's like 36 now, I guess.
Okay. All right, cool. So he's still making money, or he's like just crying every night?
I have no clue what he's doing.
How long has it been since the breakup?
Almost 3 years now. Two, three years.
That's a long
time. Why are we even talking about this fucking nigga, man? It's been like 3 years.
I was still working with him a bit after.
Was you stuck? Like, were you still sucking his dick too? Why you guys?
A little, yeah.
Okay, I know. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to work together.
Hey, Mike, she came here to work with Ray J.
What do you mean she came
here? I did.
Yeah.
Doing what?
We were supposed to do a lifestyle OnlyFans.
Yeah.
What's a lifestyle OnlyFans?
It was going to be like basically me and Ray J were the top two people of it. And then he was going to get other girls from the Bad Girls Clubs and all the stuff that he does and put them on the page doing other things. And then we would like have girls parties or whatever and do a podcast on our OnlyFans. Yeah. But that didn't work out.
But you know what? I told my girlfriend, I said, if we ever break up again, I'm going to find about 10 women, take them to my village, right? And let the chiefs and the old women in the village decide which one of these fucking women are best for me. Because I've been really bad with picking women. So I told my girl, I said, if we ever break up, I'm going to find 10 American women and I'm going to take them to the fucking Wayne fucking village of West Africa. And let these fucking witch doctors decide which one of these fucking American women is best. So
that's a great idea.
Which one's the best? You're not going to give them all your sperm?
Oh, no. I'm going to whoever the village picks all my sperm, the frozen one, anyone that's in my nuts. So if that happens, would you want to join the 10 girls and go to the village and see?
Yeah, I might as well join them.
Yeah, join them, man. Come get some frozen sperm. Get some frozen or warm sperm.
Free sperm, right?
Free sperm.
Get this guys have a baby, what are you going to call it? Marasaka Jr.? Mike, you're trying to have all these millions of babies. You got to think about the fucking names.
Is that more important to you than names?
It's more important than babies.
I think my father...
Yeah.
Has so many kids, right?
Yeah.
That he just ran out of names, just cut them by numbers, man. So when I run, I'm like, hey, it's 45. Put that, take that 69, get that dick out your mouth. Hey, 38, what the, clean the dishes. Number 3, get the fuck out of my face. You know what, 55, this is it. Pack up, get the fuck out of this house. You're grown enough. Number 89, you should have been left. Just I'm going to just start calling them off by numbers.
You're absolutely right, Mike, because, you know, we're still trying to fix your birth year.
I'm African, man, but we don't know when I was born. Yeah. My mother had me at home in the backyard. Nobody was there to write shit down.
Yeah, I know.
So 30 years later, I'm like, my God, well, how old am I? Fucking mini, mini, money, mo.
You could have been born the day Jesus Christ was born, because you were born the 29th.
I wasn't born at Christmas.
Are you sure?
My mother's born. Now, I know for a fact I was born on a Monday because they name you by the days of the week. The name.
You were born on a Monday?
I was born on Monday. But then I looked up Monday and looked at my year. It didn't match. I'm like, fuck.
Mike, no wonder why you like Marasaka so much. Because you were born on a Monday. Marasaka.
What does Monday have to do with Marasaka Chinese?
Michael. Marasaka. Michael.
Well, Michael is an angel.
No, on Mondays,
my mother is an evangelist, so she named us a lot of biblical names. How did the fuck you get Kiki? Your mother was a stripper?
No.
She has a real name, Mike.
I just know Kiki. I would never know people's name. How you get Kiki? Is it Kiki? Kiki is like a really sexy name.
Kiki. I don't know. It was my fake Instagram.
I fucked a Kiki before. Have you fucked a Kiki?
No.
No.
Would you fuck a Kiki?
Mike, I never fuck anything. I'm a virgin. I fuck 3 girls in my life.
Your whole life, Chinese best friend. I fucked 3 girls yesterday.
No, it's a lie. Maybe like 30, maybe 20, 25.
Your whole life?
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's
not much. Yeah, I'm not famous like you, Michael Black. So I got 50 followers on Instagram. Nobody cares about me.
You don't have to be famous to get a girl. You just have to have swag, man. You
got
to know
how you talk. I got swag.
You all swag. Look at you.
Now I do, after you gave me all this fucking outfit. I will never get out of my fucking house now. My what? Girl will never let me out of my house with this swag. She might think I'm getting a blowjob while getting a valet parking car.
You might tonight.
See, you might. Man. I don't worry. I'll send one of my groupies your way.
No.
So now, so you're on this new thing called, what's it called? Meet Me?
Meet Me.
What is that about?
It's a streaming app. So there's like apps like Bego, Live Me, all these other streaming platforms. So it's Meet Me, POF, and Scout. So basically you stream on there. There's no nudity though, or else you'll get banned. They'll take your account from you. So you stream on there and people send you gifts and it equals money.
So you're just flirting with them? What are you doing?
You literally just talk to them, whatever they want to talk about.
So if they want to talk about like sticking the finger up your ass, that's okay?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
Putting a shoe in your butthole and while you fart.
Mostly they like to know about eating ass.
Whoa. Michael Blackson is an expert of eating ass.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's...
So you don't just eat any ass, okay? I have to really be in a really long relationship with you. To
like what, Michael Blackson? 3 days?
No, at least Max. 3 weeks.
Least... 3 hours.
No, it's like...
3 hours. Least,
it has to be like at least minutes. A year. I have to be used really? To your body order.
You a
have
year?
That usually, that's what it should be. I mean, sometimes...
I mean, should... that's how it should be. What about Michael Blackson's rules?
It depends what I'm going through.
It depends what I'm going through.
Right. But yeah, so you guys just, but you can't, like, you're not allowed to show, because if you show somebody titty, they're going to say a whole lot of
no,
money.
No, yeah,
but
you can't. Not to. No, not
so
on there.
So the app motherfuckers are watching, is fucking Zuckerberg watching you guys?
There's a mod bot, it's like an admin thing, and they're watching. So even if you stand up sometimes in shorts, they'll ban you. Yeah, they're strict on there.
Are you doing pretty good on that?
Yeah, I've been doing actually really good. I've been on there since August. I have like 20,000 followers on there.
Wow.
And I've made probably like $16,000 and I'm not on there consistently.
In how long?
Since August.
Wow, not bad at all.
And I'm not really on there much. Like I haven't been consistent.
So is it girls, guys?
Girls, guys, yeah, everything.
So I could go there and talk to girls?
Yeah. You think Mike will make money there?
Oh, yeah. You'll blow up. There's a few people on there that are like known and they've made probably like 30,000, 26,000 in their first week.
For real.
Mike, that's what I told you about. Ray J, Meet Me, my brother.
I met him on there.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that is?
30,000 a week he makes there.
Yeah.
Mike, you gotta have one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you should try it.
Yeah, Mike, I told you about
He's on there?
Ray J's on there, Conceited's on there, French Montana sometimes I think hops on, 50 Cent. And a few other people are starting to get on there.
Mike, I'm telling you.
I heard about it, but I just
I never... told you about it before. I said, my brother sees
Ray J. Yeah, but is the tip real money?
Yeah, real money.
It's real money. I thought it was bullshit
at first.
Who's
spending the money? The fans that are watching?
Yeah.
So when they log onto this thing, they have to put their credit cards in there.
Yeah, they put their credit cards in. And the app takes about probably, I think, 30 to 40% of their money.
What a fucking
bitch.
No, but it's okay. You still make a shit
you
ton
still
of money.
Make the money.
If Ray J makes 30,000 a goddamn week, Michael Blackson make 3 million a week, okay?
In African money, which is still about 20,000
US. $25,000.
I would look into that, man. I mean, I can't put my dick out, so how am I going
to
make money?
They just want to talk to you.
Or you just stare at them.
You just say their name and they'll just give
you
money.
Yeah, you say, hey, thanks for my money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So can I you think women would like to talk to me?
Oh, for sure. And the women are actually more aggressive gifters than the men.
Oh.
The women actually spend more.
Since I can't show nudity, can I like do things like...
No, that's illegal.
You could probably do that for a few seconds before they catch on. You could get away with it.
Well, you got a little dick. When we see your dick, you should just do it.
Yeah, I should go there. Yeah, I will never get banned. Yeah.
You get banned. It's
just
like,
tell them you have 3 testicles.
You get your account back even if you get banned.
For real?
Yeah. I used to pretend to twerk because I can't twerk. But when I first got on, and I got banned like probably 20 times.
Wow.
But they give you your account back. Yeah.
Mike, we got to open you one tonight.
All right, maybe I will. So, but it's not an app.
Yeah, it's an app.
Oh, it's an app.
Yeah. Meet Me. It's called Meet Me.
All right, cool. So, I mean, what's...
You can maybe sell your sperm on there.
Yeah.
Mike. See, been LA just 3 months. What's next for you then? Is it like Instagram model? You want
to
be like...
I don't even know. I was out here trying to collab for my Instagram and it just hasn't really been going well. So I'm just going to go back to doing my streaming, see what else happens.
Do you have OnlyFans?
I do have an OnlyFans, but it's more just titties and ass. It's not like me fucking anyone or fucking myself. So
if I decide I want to go on there, can we do content together? Me and you?
On OnlyFans? Maybe.
But you're probably going to lose your fans. If your fans are all guys, do some want to see you get fucked?
They want to see me get fucked.
You can borrow my dick. I didn't even think about that Chinese best friend.
What?
You always suggest good things. She could borrow my dick and her fans want to see her get fucked. Close my face. Use my cock.
Oh, yeah. You just use this technology. You just cut the body. You just a dick.
Nah, I'm just going to cover. I'm just going to put a coat on in my face and be like, guess what dick this is?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You don't have to show your face as a porn star.
No.
Yeah, I seen Pornhub. They don't even.
I could hide my face?
You don't. Well, yeah, you could hide your face.
You could wear a mask.
You don't have to wear a mask. Just don't show your face. You could be a porn star without people knowing who you are.
They'll just know. They'll just be very
unless
familiar.
People know who your dick is. Be like, oh shit, that's fucking Michael Blackson. I saw that one on Shade Whatever. Shade.
Don't.
Shade man, Warm. What?
You
what?
Not say that. Please.
Shade Room. Shade Room.
Oh my god.
Shade Room. Yeah, Michael Blackson.
Edit that part out. I'm not. We.
Well, it's okay, Mike. I mean, they can't file a lawsuit against you. You file a lawsuit against them. You guys friends now, aren't you? They're posting you last week. I saw that. So you guys friends. It's all good.
Yeah, I don't think my dick has like a birthmark or anything. So
there's not a flag of.
Do you
Ghana?
Have like a you have a
not a no, pr- no, no flag Prince of Albert? Ghana. People have been asking about that lately.
What
a Prince Albert? Have you heard of that?
What the fuck
what's
is Prince
that?
Albert?
A dick like piercing. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't.
They were talking about
like
that.
Woman with a pierced coochie. Is your coochie
no,
pierced?
No.
It's just smooth.
Smooth, natural, normal. Yep.
No hair.
No.
Smooth like the shaved. Canadian airport landing, Michael Blackson. That's how they land so smooth.
Yeah, I like vagina just shaved, no hair at all. You have none?
None.
Do you wax or you shave?
Wax.
You wax, like, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, Mike was trying to get his waxing by this waxing lady.
It sounds
lady.
Painful. I couldn't do because I have this thing called balls. So if you try to wax...
I have that too, Michael Blackson.
Yeah, but I'm saying I have like African hair on my balls.
I have Filipino hair.
I don't fucking give a fuck about your balls hair, Chinese best friend. I'm saying if you pull the fucking glue, what do you got? What is that? It's kind of got like a crazy glue.
Duct tape.
Wax. The wax.
And then the duct tape. Oh. My balls is...
It's not duct tape. A cloth strip.
Cloth strip.
Yeah, it's
but my balls have very thin skin. It's not like I have elbow knee balls.
That's
know,
how
like,
we are. Mikey blocks are every man does.
All right. So why the fuck would I be able to wax? I'll fucking peel my skin off.
No, they
and then
hold
my
it.
My balls would fall out of the whole sack. And now my testicles is on the floor. I have empty balls. Can't have no more kids. I'm trying to create a president somehow. So far, the kids I have are not going to be presidents. Okay, maybe the twins might be president. Definitely not my oldest son. Okay, he wouldn't even be allowed near the White House. So I have to like, I want to have like more children because I want to make engineers and doctors and lawyers. I want to leave a mark when I leave and then I'm shaping my balls and then fucking.
Balls fall out, DNA falls out.
Somebody steps on it. Then yeah. Come everywhere.
We'll leave your balls alone then.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's just leave them.
I use Nair.
Okay.
But here's the thing about Nair, right? Man, we always touching ourselves. We scratching our balls, you know. And Nair
speaking
like,
for yourself, Michael Blackman, I only scratch my balls once a month on a Tuesday.
Well, I scratch my balls a little bit more often. I don't know why. Just a habit, you know. Yeah. So Nair is like perm, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you scratch your hair and put perm, what's going to happen? Do you perm your hair?
No, but wouldn't it burn?
It burn, exactly. Yeah. Right. So you cannot scratch your balls and put Nair. So if I know I'm going to Nair myself, I cannot touch myself for like maybe at least a whole day.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Because if not, then it's going to like burn and I got to rinse it off faster. And the faster you rinse it off, then all the hair didn't come off, you know. So now my hair, now I feel like I got patches on my head. My hair look like fucking Kevin Durant's fucking head. So I got Kevin Durant's head on top of my balls. I don't want Kevin Durant's top head on my balls head.
You want LeBron James' fucking head in your balls.
Well, LeBron shit is receding, so then I got receding balls. No, I just want my balls as clean as your fucking top of your head, motherfucker.
Yeah, this is how my...
Enough of this testicle balls shit. All right, so yeah. So what do you do on your OnlyFans? Just ass and whatever.
Ass
how many subscribers
titties.
Do you have? You have a few?
Well, I kind of deleted mine because when I was working with Ray J, we were supposed to start up a whole new thing. So I got rid of mine, so kind of lost all my fans. But usually I don't have 100. I don't have a huge following, so I have like 150 to 200 fans. And I was making probably about 1,500 to 2,000 a month.
That's not bad.
I know why Ray J wanted her. Because she looked like the Kardashian, Kim K.
Right, because he hit it first, right?
Yeah, he hit it first.
Well, that's how we blew up on the app. So that's why he didn't want to work with me in the beginning. It was supposed to be like Kim K 2.0.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a disaster.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Marasoka. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday. Well, we know we'll figure. Hey, like I told you, if Ryder leaves me, I'm gonna take you to the village, okay?
I'm going all to right, the village.
That's gonna probably be next all week.
All right. Well, talking about village, well, this girl has nothing to do with the village. You know, you flipped houses, and now you. The thing about being in LA, coming from other place, and you have to find a way to make it work. You have to find a way to make money, and that's the struggle of coming to Los Angeles, man. It's trying to find a way to where you fit in. What can you do? And how can you make money in this very tough place of Los Angeles? Because once you move here, you know, you kind of, you don't want to go back home. You like it here, right?
Yeah, I do like it here. But it is very hard to live here.
So hard to live here. I mean, and if you don't find something to make some money, you're going to end up selling some pussy. And you don't want to get to that.
No, I think because I didn't do that, I lost my little... gig that I was.
He didn't give it to Ray J 2.0.
Don't worry, just keep working hard.
I didn't make the 2.0 sex tape, so
yeah, that's the
I got kicked
why.
To the curb.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's all right. Hey, my next guest is another woman. Came from New York. You know, came out here. She's the owner of Authentic Expression, from New York City, but now moved to LA. Give a big hand for Tony Weathers. Tony! Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, how are
Welcome.
You? I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. You know, whenever I have a guest, I try to figure out who they look like. Who she look like famous? Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Chinese best friend, who you think she looks like famous? Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm nervous.
You know what? She has that beautiful overbite like Kerry Washington. You have Kerry Washington's mouth, right?
I'm not so mad at Kerry Washington.
I love Kerry Washington.
She's beautiful. The overbite comment.
It's so sexy, though. Trust me. It's okay. Very, I love it.
Okay. Okay.
You look like Michael Blackson's ex-girlfriend, Ashanti.
I never did Ashanti, Johnny. Why are you always starting some shit?
The internet thinks you did. So,
Lord.
We are not the internet. We are real people, Chinese best friend.
Oh, I live through the internet.
All right, Tony, tell us about yourself.
Yes, so I am an artist. Like you mentioned, I am from New York, so I just moved to LA about 3 months ago. Main reason behind that is I do property management, so I transferred out here, but I want to get galleries. So I want my first gallery to be in LA, so I have to learn the culture, of course, before purchasing.
Okay, so mm-hmm. You're an artist. How did you get started in this business?
Yeah, so I started at 4 years old. My grandma was an art teacher. So she pretty much taught me everything I knew, but it was so traditional. She was strict. And I wanted to move away from that. So I decided to do paint and sips. And the fun thing about paint and sips is I do them on the go. So you provide a space, I come to you, and we have a lot of fun.
For real?
Oh, yes.
You're that good.
Yeah, just like you know, Leonardo DiCaprio painted Rose from Titanic just on the go.
Well, I don't think Leonardo, he's an actor.
I live my life through the movies, my blessing.
They're not real life, Chinese best friend.
It is, it's not.
I thought the internet is not real.
Titanic movie is real.
Yeah, but it had actors. I bet you the real Rose is in her early thousands if she's not dead by then, okay?
But she draws like that, real life.
Is that how you are? You could just...
Yeah, real life.
So with me, it's a little different. I paint on emotion. So I can't just do pieces like out of nothing. I have to feel something. So whether it's anger, it's happiness, and I zone out.
That's great.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Can you explain? Is that what authentic expression does? What is it?
Yeah. So to elaborate on that a little bit more, I was very shy as a child. And I wanted to be able to provide a voice to those who felt they didn't have one. So for young kids, I started off teaching them and helping them get through. I eventually switched over to adults to also create fun events. But just being able to be your true self. So that's where authentic expression came from. And now it's turned into paint and sips, interior design. Like, it's so many different aspects to it. So
have you got a chance to make money in LA doing it?
Yes. Yes. So now I'm trying to expand my market. So New York, I have a team over there, moved from them, and now I want to bring it to LA.
So interesting.
Yeah.
See, but in the meantime, you know, because LA is a place where, you know, this is your dream.
Exactly.
And you feel you're very close to accomplishing everything. But in the meantime, with LA, you still have to find some kind of 9-to-5 and you into property.
Yes. So I am involved in property management. So I transferred out here with my company, which is great. It funds my business for sure. Eventually, I will lean off of it. But right now, I actually fell in love with it. So it was hard for me to move away from it because I like both. So I'm trying to figure out a way to manage both of them and go far with it.
Maybe you could get a job.
I know, right? Maybe you can hire me.
Hey, a new apartment.
I'm like, looking for somebody right now. So...
You see?
Yeah. Come on over.
You can do a collab.
They don't have to suck no dick. Right. Look at that.
Only at the No Filter with Michael Blackson show.
We put together. Yeah. Vancouver together with Los Angeles. What, New York.
Yes. Yeah. You could just work for me. It's fine. We're good. You don't got to do anything
else.
You
ain't
got to
eat your ass or lick your coochie. Nothing. Just
No.
Oh,
we
thank
don't.
God.
Strictly business. Strictly business over here.
Do you sponsor Visa? Because she needs Visa from Canada. Unfortunately, no. Those Canadians.
Seriously, you're going to fuck up. You're going to, now you snitching.
No, she's not. She got three
more
months.
Are you trying to get
here,
me deported?
No, exactly. She's not going to get deported, Michael Blackson.
I won't marry you, but then we'll both get deported. You know, so I can't really help you there. Dope.
Do you have any samples?
What's your latest thing you've done?
Yeah. So speaking of my latest, I did make something for you. So I wanted to give you one of my original pieces.
Whoa.
So she just so you've got it first. So bring it over here for you.
Uh-oh.
Now, I worked hard on this piece. I rushed it. I stayed up to 6:30 this morning.
Wow.
To do this piece for you.
Hold on. Let me
surprise,
go.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Let's go. Dun, 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 dun. Do any drum roll?
No, you don't need a drum roll. Yeah, you can go ahead and reveal it. I'll hold it so you can just flip this over.
Do I just...
Go ahead, you can slowly reveal it.
Whoa. Oh, shit! Michael Blackson! That's Michael Blackson!
Wow.
He looks exactly like you, Mike.
She makes sure she gave me that gap.
Yeah.
I worked hard on that.
Look at the buttons.
Yeah.
She made a real button. And of course, Mike loves some ass.
I figured you love beautiful women, all shapes, sizes, colors. This. Yeah.
That's awesome.
This is going to be the freaking filter of my This is our new fucking poster.
How do you feel about this outfit? I was really like studying your patterns.
Nice. You know what?
Michael Blackson, where are you going? Hey, I like the legs. Look like Michael Blackson's legs. Just exactly. Got chicken legs, Michael Blackson. Michael Blackson, when you going to work out with your legs? He's going to wear the outfit, is he? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I work with acrylic paint for the most part. So this one was acrylic. This is on canvas. Really inspiration behind it. I know Mike loves women. And all diverse, all shapes, sizes. So I really wanted to depict that here. as you can look closer into it, I tried to use some references based on online.
Based on Titty Tuesdays and Twerk Thursdays.
Yeah. Yes.
Holy crap. Michael Blackson. Yeah,
that's look. Perfect.
Holy crap.
You should look at this. I have this outfit in my damn closet.
Wear it.
Look at the button. It's almost real. Hold this.
I was studying online. I'm like, I'm going to get this right.
I'm going to create this picture right now.
Thank God.
Kim Kardashian 2.0.
Kim K 2.0.
The Blacks and Angels are back. Turn around. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, this mic. Come on. Put this picture in front of us.
Okay.
Chinese best friend.
Oh, what do you want me to do, Mike?
Hold the picture. Hold it. No, don't. Make sure you don't put it as. We're gonna cover the ass. Come on, turn back.
Here we go. Look at this picture. Move, all right, you're blocking it. Put that picture over there. There we go.
There it is.
We need two more east side. It is so creative. Oh my goodness. And look at the gap.
Right on point. That one's right on point.
Well, I'm so happy you like it.
I love it.
That's a great photo.
This is the Twerking Thursday picture, the Titty Tuesday backwards. This is No Filter with Michael Blackson. Amazing.
Hey, Mike, if we put that on eBay, I bet you it will sell for $1.9 million.
I'm not selling this. Okay, let's get the mic back. I'm taking my thing with me.
Mike, are you going to put that in your living room? Or your...
This is the best present I've got in a very, very long time. What is the best one I got on the show?
Oh, yes. And of course, if you need anything ever, you know, I got you. So.
Oh, wow. Well, look at that. So talented.
Thank you.
You did this in a day?
Yeah. I came home and I was like, you know what? I need to showcase a piece. If we're going to talk about art, you got to see it. So.
Wow.
It's what better dope. Way to do it?
You got me some chocolate ass. Some curly,
all different flavors.
Hispanic, got a snow bunny. This might be Asian. No, they're going to Asian, but she's kind of tan. Asian. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the one next to me is matching me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main chicken.
I was studying your Instagram to create this piece. So, but yeah, it can be whoever you want. They're all facing backwards. So
it doesn't even matter.
Anyone
it's
you
so
want.
So creative is amazing. I love this. I'm telling you, we're going to write on there. No, it's going to be our No Filter poster.
That would be amazing. Yeah, yes. And I want to see you in this full outfit.
Oh, I'm sure I got the pants in my closet. I just got to. The thing about it, I have so much crazy clothes in there. I'm sure I have something. Like, I know I thought about this jacket because I'm trying to think, where did I wear this jacket to one time? And it was on my mind. So when I saw it, I'm like, and I haven't worn this jacket.
Hey, Mike, I remember where you wore the jacket.
Where? Chinese best friend?
You was on your way to Ghana airport.
Nah, I didn't wear this shit to Ghana. They'll probably not let me in Ghana if I wore this jacket.
Oh, in a show in Philadelphia.
I don't know where I wore it. But you brought it back to life. Now, whenever I think of this poster, I'm going to think about this outfit.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy that you like it.
Thanks, Kerry Washington. Well, we see your talent. So much talent.
So much talent.
All right. So what's next? I mean, so you want to get into the gallery? What you want
to
do?
Yes. Yeah, so I want to open my first gallery in LA, but I plan to have one in New York and Miami. So just the major art markets. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So eventually plan to be in Art Basel, and there's a lot of things in the pipeline. So.
All right. Well, good. I wish you lots of luck. I mean,
Thank you.
You're in the land of dreams. Dreams come true. You know,
yeah,
and
this is so different. Into existence.
Definitely, is, and there are very few women that do something this good.
Yeah,
very few,
it's really good.
You know, so and we met what every bit of like 2 years ago in New York. Was it something like that? A little less?
Yeah, we met at one of your shows. So yeah, and at that time I was living in New York. I talked about coming out here, my plan. So just now, living it and doing well so far.
That's right.
I'm really happy.
And that's what we have to do, man. A lot of time we're scared to make moves. People are just so afraid to go somewhere else. They just want to be stuck in that same environment. You know, you got to find a change. You never know till you make a move. You know, you could always say, hey, even if it doesn't work out, you could say to yourself, I tried and it didn't work out. But Make a move. Get up. If things are not working one place, go to the next. Get the hell out. You don't have to stay where you was born and where you was raised. You know, you have to, sometimes you have to go somewhere else to make a name for yourself. Because a lot of time, people in your city do not respect you till you leave. It happens all the time. You know what I'm saying? Even as an artist or as an entertainer, they're not going to respect you at home till you go. And then when you come back, they'll be like, oh, then they want to show you some respect. Now they want to, you know, show you some love. So sometimes you got to get up and go, man.
All yeah, right? That's definitely the hardest part for me. I had no family here. So it was just like, you know, and they were a little like hesitant on it. They're the type, I love them, but they're the type that once they see it, then they believe in it. So just like moving out here alone, they were like, what are you going to do? So.
Well, I'm, you know, I'm here. I'm your family. So if you,
Yeah, now that you have this, this is.
Oh, yeah,
this
we definitely. I got. I'm trying to find which one is you.
Oh, no, I'm not. Not here. I'm
not, are you sure you're not in there?
No, I'm not here.
You got to. Did you change your hair color? Because you're on here. Well, she got, this is curly hair. This is more like your complexion. This is you. Is this you?
Hey, look, that's my room accent up there.
It's you.
That could be me.
That could be you.
Minus the tattoos.
What are tattoos? These?
On my
she
back.
She has tattoos on her back.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mike, okay. She has an amazing tattoo. Don't you want to
talk about
it. That?
Yeah, she has it. The hair is covering it.
What kind of tattoo you have on your back, miss?
Oh, I have a full back piece. Yeah. From my butt, yeah, from my butt to my neck.
What is it?
It's all Asian scene.
Oh,
dragons, cool. Koi fish, everything.
Oh, koi fish. Wow, you like, good luck.
What the fuck is a koi fish?
It's good luck, Michael Blackson. Koi fish live to 190.
They're expensive
years
too.
Do you
really
eat them?
Expensive.
No, you can't eat koi fish because it's a luxury fish.
It's a fucking fish.
No, it's not, because a koi fish could go for $1 million a piece.
They're very expensive.
Yeah.
So if you eat it, then you're worth something.
No, you have diarrhea, motherfucker. Expensive diarrhea.
So if somebody want a painting done, you could do it?
Yes. Paint anything.
Can you paint Asian people?
Of course.
Okay.
All right. Well, you heard it. Give everybody your Instagram. If anybody want a painting, they want something done, anything special. You know, because you knocked this out in a freaking same day. This is like a fucking 1 week job. Like, I'm going to take my time, come back, and you knock this out in a day.
Yes.
Congratulations. So yeah, thank if you. Anybody out there want a painting of themselves, give me your Instagram.
Yes, so
you?
My name is Tony Weathers. You can find me at Tony Weathers _. That's my Instagram. And my business page is linked to that as well.
Just like the weather, Tony Weathers?
Weather with an S, yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah, more than one weather. She's spring, summer, and autumn. Well, and what are you? Just hot.
My Instagram's Kiki KEKE.Diablo.
Like the devil, Mike. That's Diablo is devil.
In what language? In Spanish?
Yeah. Diablo.
Diablo is Satan?
Yeah. No, like the good devil. She's
Tory Lanez named me. I didn't choose that myself.
Oh, he named you like you went on his live or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, she went on her live.
To twerk?
Yeah, and I was the girl that can't twerk.
What do you mean you can't twerk? How you go to twerk and you can't twerk, but you went on live to twerk?
I only went to show my butt for 2 seconds, but
why do I feel like I remember
long.
You?
You
oh
were
my
on
God.
Live with her like 5 times.
Yes, you
times.
Were. And with Rada.
For real? Me, you and Rada just
Kitty
on live?
Kitty Tuesdays.
Twerking Thursdays.
But I remember this one Canada girl on Tory Lanez live.
That's her.
That was me with the glasses.
And you couldn't twerk?
No.
You still can't twerk?
They're all waiting for me to twerk.
Can you twerk now?
No, I need some lessons. You need to bring me back
for a twerking
part.
All right, we're gonna bring you back and teach you how to twerk. And everybody, you already know how to reach Tony Weathers. Get some painting done.
That all painting right. is dope, bro.
It's so dope.
Thank you. And tattoos, too. So if you want anything else.
Hold up, you do tattoos?
Of course.
Oh,
I
Mike,
said I do
Mike
it all.
Tattoo.
Oh, wow.
Mike, don't you
Are
want
we all
tattoo?
Getting tattoos tonight?
Just like that guy, the rainbow guy. What's his name? Fuck that rainbow guy that disappeared. What the fuck?
Takashi?
Takashi 6ix9ine. Shh.
I don't want to fucking. Why would I want a tattoo?
No, you don't want a tattoo on your face. Don't you want a tattoo on your arm?
I don't
want
a tattoo.
Do you actually? You actually tattoo?
You can't get a tattoo.
I do the designs.
Oh, yeah.
You don't physically put it on?
No, I don't.
Or you're designing it and
yeah,
somebody
I'll do
put
the
it
designs.
On.
Yeah, I don't want to ever get into that. It's just something about being permanent. I don't want to deal with it.
Oh, okay. Like she'll get you hard and somebody else fuck you.
Not exactly, but okay.
All right, well, thank you for joining us. It was a fun day, right? You had a good time?
Yes.
I learned a lot of stuff today.
Chinese Best Friend, give me your Instagram so you could get more than 55 followers.
It's okay, Mike. I don't really care. Just more followers, more problems. More people to answer to. Like,
follow him at Chinese Best Friend. Trust me, he's a good entertainment. He's a good laugh. Don't pay attention to his shiny head. He's a funny guy. Thanks, all right. Mike. And mine is MICHAELBLACKSON. Thank y'all for joining us. Can the dog shut the fuck up? I heard a dog walking.
Mike, is that your new dog?
I don't have no fucking dogs, okay?
Your neighbor got a dog. That's your dog now.
Why? He's fucking loud.
5 feet away from you. So you better feed that motherfucker. Yeah, that's your dog now.
That's not my fucking...
It's 5 feet from you.
Doors are closed. Why is this dog in our show? Listen, we getting the fuck out. We thank y'all for joining us. Join us next week. The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson. It's a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.